The White River National Forest closed its facilities in the area Tuesday morning. Bathrooms are locked, campgrounds shuttered. The agency barricaded the popular parking areas just below the famed peaks. Pitkin County owns the two-lane road leading to the Bells, and yesterday, county commissioners were grappling with what to do.
And so what we're focusing on around Bells, all the campsites are being closed. So all the campsites are being closed. Absolutely. Yeah, all their facilities. Thank you, Congress.
That's Commissioner Rachel Richards and County Manager John Peacock. The group seemed frustrated with the situation they were dealt by lawmakers' actions in Washington. The commissioners discussed sending a letter of disapproval to Congressman Scott Tipton. As for the road, the elected leaders chose to close it.
And I think public safety-wise and just managing the human impact, this is probably the right decision, even though it's not going to be very popular.
Brian Pettit is the county's public works director. With the parking lots barricaded, cars would have to park along the roadside, leaving a public safety nightmare during one of the area's busiest times. Julia Tyson with the Aspen Chamber Resort Association says the closure is disappointing.
The Maroon Bells is one of the most iconic locations we have in this area. Many, if not, you know, the majority of our visitors in summer and fall enjoy going out to the Maroon Bells for the beautiful scenery. And in the fall, it is one of the main places to look at the beautiful colors.
She says her office has been taking calls from visitors asking when the colors will peak. Unfortunately, she says that's happening now.
It is a bummer. And unfortunately, not much we can do about it. Of course, encourage people to stay and enjoy views elsewhere. And I think we're all hoping it's a short-term problem, but we'll see.
She's directing visitors wishing to see the colors change to places like Independence Pass and Ashcroft. Meanwhile, cyclists and pedestrians can still access the Maroon Bells. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.